This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is currently at an airport. I'm not sure which one he's at, if he's at Orange County, John Wayne, whatever, LAX. He's Andrew Siciliano. Oh, I thought you were in an airport.
Anyway, at an airport. No.
What? Misinformation,
yep.
Mannigan.
You got bad information. Nope. Yep.
Oh, Mannigan, dude.
Yep.
I think you need to go sit in the corner and put that little hat on there, Mannigan. Anyway, he is Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone. So where are you, Andrew, as we speak?
I'm at home.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now that we've settled that, everything feels a lot better. Andrew, we were just talking a little bit, and I'm going to get into some Brown stuff in a minute, but I just want you to hop in on this conversation. So Dan was just talking about the Cubs, and it's not FanDuel, it's what? It's the other one, right? Dan? It's one of those two. Anyway, being able to go in and
DraftKings,
bet at
Andy.
The game. What is it? Say it again?
DraftKings.
DraftKings. So you can go to a Cubs game now and go bet at DraftKings, and then, or you're going to be able to eventually once you get back in the park. To have one of those books, can you envision an NFL where you walk into the stadium, there's a betting window there, and then you can go watch the game? So get your hot dog.
Are we talking tomorrow or in 15 years?
I would say in the near future, maybe within the next 2-3 seasons. Yeah, I mean, if the Cubs are doing it now, the NFL is not too far behind.
It's semantics. I mean... The NFL, the Broncos are the first team with a quote-unquote official gaming partner. They announced that about 6-8 weeks ago, when we were far more concerned with whether or not we'll ever see sports again, and it kind of flew under the radar. So the Broncos have that, but I can tell you that despite the fact that the lines are blurring, we as NFL employees are still – not in any way endorsing gambling, being affiliated with gambling. So could times change? Sure, maybe. I think, as I said, the lines are blurring, but I don't know if that gives the Cubs an unfair advantage. Look, I mean, the NFL, the last couple of years, whenever they went to Wembley Stadium to play in London at Wembley and the other stadiums there, they have betting kiosks, self-serve, digital ones, all throughout the concourse. The NFL asked that those betting kiosks be turned off and unplugged. So until I'm told otherwise, that's generally going to be the way things go, even though, things obviously might be shifting, but they're not there yet.
Let's forget gambling. Let's look at Tampa Bay.
Does that make sense?
Fournette.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Leonard Fournette signs. Now it's Fournette and Ronald Jones and Gronk and Godwin and Evans and a 43-year-old quarterback. What do you think of Fournette being cut? And because even though they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, he was under contract for another year. What do you think of him being cut and then now quickly signing with Tampa?
I mean, it's good for the Bucs. Look, he had some issues there in Tampa that – it's not as if he was getting arrested. It's not as if he's a horrible human, none of those things. But I think the team had kind of soured on him. I think that's the easiest way to put it. He still did run for 1,100 yards, had 4.5 yards a pop, and was 30% of their yards from scrimmage. So he was still a pretty good football player. He's not the most versatile running back, but I think someone made a good comparison yesterday, if you want to go back to Patriot days with the Brady connection. He's kind of LeGarrette Blount, granted a $4 million fourth overall pick, LeGarrette Blount. The Buccaneers, 2 years ago, Ronald Jones was a bust as a first-round pick. Last year, he kind of got there. You know, you're showing signs. But if they had total faith in Ronald Jones, they probably wouldn't have gone out and got Shady McCoy. I think it also speaks to the fact that Keyshawn Vaughn, the rookie they drafted out of Vandy, who a lot of people love, is a little slow picking things up as a rookie, like any rookie that didn't have a mini camp or an OTA. So I think LeGarrette Blount traded up from Jacksonville to Tampa and probably doesn't even have to move.
I think
he
it's
called
weird.
Him LeGarrette Blount. That's really.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kind of, yeah.
No, but it's fitting.
Leonard
but
Fournette.
It's fitting. Yeah. Can we draw comparisons? You know, because I keep in my mind, Andrew, I keep going to the Patriots and thinking, okay, well, there's LeGarrette Blount, and maybe Dion Lewis is Ronald Jones, and Julian Edelman or Wes Welker. Yeah, I keep going that way.
But I also
keep going. This is a team that it functioned as a unit, which is the point. But LeGarrette Blount had some good rushing seasons. I think Steve Ridley had one or two. And then, Randy Moss. And other than that, it was such a unit that worked, more so than guys being star players in that offense. Do you look for the same in Tampa? Because the guys in Tampa have had those big star seasons. You know, Evans has, Godwin has, Fournette had a big season. I just wonder how it's going to play out.
I think this is the most offensive talent he's ever had around him at one time. You could probably go back to the Patriots 07 team, although Randy Moss is in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if either of these guys will be, but they're certainly good players. I think the bigger question is, does Brady have a drop-off at 43 years old? I mean, he is still a human being, last I checked, even though he sometimes denies it and claims he's going to play until he's 100. Eventually, there will be a drop-off. We certainly saw some of it last year. I know there are wise people that tell you he will start well, but the question is, will he still have it in his arm? Can he take a couple of hits, and will he be the same guy in December? I think that's the biggest question. And I also think that this division, well, the Saints certainly are a good team. I think people are kind of forgetting about the Falcons, the fact that they won 6 of 8 down the stretch in the second half of the season. I think they made some sneaky good moves on defense in the offseason. It's not going to be a cakewalk for this team. They will be, they being the Bucs, decidedly better than last year. It is hard to live up to the hype. However, there's a lot on their shoulders.
Andrew, it's really weird, it hit me yesterday. I'm like, this would have been week 4 of the preseason. And
yeah,
you know,
no,
Jeff
kidding.
And I talking,
no kidding.
With Monday off, it's like, you know, we do these Browns Therapy Monday shows after the Browns games, and the next Monday, Jeff and I are together. We're going to be doing a Therapy Monday. I'm wondering
you
how
guys
much
are doing
not
a Therapy Labor Day Monday.
No. Not this
okay.
week. Next week after they play for.
Oh,
the first
I got you.
Although we could, it might work, but we're not going to be here, so maybe Menigan can do that if he's hosting the show by himself on Monday. But I'm just wondering what teams are going to be hurt and what teams – like, my fear for the Browns is they're going to walk into that first game, and it's the first game. And the reps aren't the same as have even – again, I don't like the preseason. I'm not a huge preseason fan, but I do think there's value to it as far as just going through the motions. And it's just like – I'm very concerned for a team like the Browns without having these preseason games. And the reality just hit me – when I realized that we're in week 4, and I was like, man, we don't even really know what this team looks like yet, other than, you know, seeing some highlights on some highlight shows. That's it.
Here's the thing. I don't know, and we had this conversation on the air yesterday on NFL Network, with David Carr and Daniel Jeremiah and me. I don't know if anyone knows anything about what they have. Normally, and DJ as a scout, whether it was a front office guy with the Browns, the Ravens, the Eagles, he said, normally – you get a decent idea. You look at your team at practice and go, I think we're pretty good, and then you play a preseason game. Or, better yet, you play a scrimmage or you do a joint practice, rather, and you say to yourself, and this is DJ talking, well, you know what, we're not as good as we thought we were. Or, you know what, that guy really is good, that guy, that's all, yeah, it's not working. We need to really beef up this position group because we don't have these opportunities this summer. We don't know. And I know it sounds tired, But what we've been saying all summer is that the teams with continuity are the teams best positioned to win. I still firmly do believe that. But I also do believe that even with those teams, nobody knows anything about what they have. The Eagles, continuity. We stress that all year, right? The right. Eagles have the most continuity in the NFC East. Well, look, Carson Wentz has a soft tissue injury. He'll be fine for week one, but they're holding him back. Miles Sanders is up in the air for week one. Alshon Jeffrey up in the air for week one. Who else? Did another wide receiver up in the air for week one. Jalen Reagor, the first-round pick. They have two offensive linemen who are out for the year. Are they still as good as we thought they were? I got no idea. I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East. But truly, we have no idea. Honestly, the biggest issue for the Browns for me is Delpit and Mac Wilson not being able to chase down Lamar Jackson. That's the biggest issue for me.
Here's an issue I need you to weigh in on. Menigan and I got into it yesterday. More important for the Browns to emphasize the run or the pass? Should they go one way or the other if you're going to be strong on this team?
I'm going to give you the Stefanski answer and say balance, because I firmly do believe it is the answer. And I know he was pressed a little bit in the last week. Hey, might you run the ball more, because that's kind of the bread and butter and something you know you can do well? And you can kind of see the gears turning, and you want to say yes, but at the same time, honestly, it kind of goes back to who knows. I mean, you also could have a rookie starting at center and a rookie starting at left tackle. You do have depth in the backfield, but you also have a lot of depth at wide receiver. You probably shorten the play sheet and go with, these are the things I absolutely feel most comfortable with, regardless of pass or run.
Andrew, as always, thank you very much. What do you have coming up on NFL Network?
I am not in today, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. But Monday, big show, NFL Now, at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Monday.
Oh, here we go, Andrew.
All right, I'm going to go set my V's here.
Back to work, baby.
We are 1 week away, and I apologize for not giving my proper location and sounding ornery when I'm not really ornery.
Oh, so you're in a secret location?
No, I'm in bed.
Oh,
I'm at home. What's the big? There's no big secret.
Leave him alone, Andy.
You should have
made
something up. You should have
leave
like,
him alone, man.
I'm in a secret NFL location or something like that. Andrew, we always appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
All right,
make sure you watch him on NFL Network, DirecTV's Red Zone channel. He is super friend of the show, Andrew Siciliano.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.